Today, workplace psychology is becoming an increasingly relevant topic in the context of the modern work environment. This concept covers environmental conditions and factors that affect the health, well-being, and productivity of employees. Our purpose is to identify possible chemical factors of harmful effects at the production site of the enterprise and to propose methods of protection for employees. The tasks are to determine the chemical factors of harmful effects on the health of employees at the production site of medicines of the company, to highlight the possible impact of these factors on human health and the body, to determine the quantitative content in the work area, and to propose measures to prevent the impact of harmful factors on the health of employees. We analyze the presence and possible effects of a chemical factor in the workplace of a production site at the Russian enterprise. The company's product portfolio is quite wide and includes medicines from different therapeutic groups, mostly in such dosage forms like tablets and capsules. So let's discuss some of the drugs that the company produces. One of them, drug A, which is phenylpyridine derivative, is an immunodepressive agent. That substance doesn't have any toxic effect getting on the skin, mucous membrane, and on the respiratory tract after inhaling. Drug B, which is sulfonamide derivative, is used in pulmonology for treatment of pulmonary arterial hypertension. Drug B may have a toxic effect on skin contact. For example, it causes irritation, there is also risk of sensitization, and as a result, allergic reactions. Besides, this substance, in case of contact with the eyes, can cause severe irritation of the mucous membrane. In addition to the mentioned reactions, respiratory tract irritation may also occur. To assess how much substance is there on the equipment after production of the drug B, we took flashes and conducted a quantitative analysis using spectrophotometry. The results of the analysis show that the content of the substance of the drug B in the equipment after the production process remains within acceptable limits. Due to the potential risk of toxic effects of the substance, the staff should have precautions while working. More attention should be paid to the creation of effective supply and exhaust ventilation and local ventilation, standardization of raw materials, as well as the use of personal protective equipment. The analysis of the data on the amount of substance B on the equipment showed that it complies with established standards. It means that the risk of various body reactions upon contact with this substance is minimal. However, the staff mustn't neglect personal protective equipment and compliance with all necessary precautions. Workplace ecology is a complex issue that requires joint efforts by employers and government agencies. Improving working conditions through the introduction of environmentally sustainable practices and technologies leads not only to improving the health and well-being of workers, but also contributes to sustainable development at the macro level.